Hi there, 欢迎回到酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，发现节目原稿和精彩好文，来小酒馆铺子逛逛全球好物，在这里邂逅更广阔的世界。Hi everyone, 欢迎回来酒馆 and welcome to this year's Valentine's Day special. For those of you who have been following the show, you know that we have this tradition of talking about anything but romance on this day.
今天又是我们的情人节，或者说是反情人节特辑。
So what are we going to talk about in this episode? Well, with technologies and societies developing so fast, human relationships have evolved or devolved into further complexity. Even more so when it comes to dating. If you have been out of the dating scene even just for a few years, you might find yourself totally confused by all of these new dating terms and lingo.So in today's special, I'm going to give you a crash course on dating lingo.
今天的特辑里，露露就陪你聊聊关于 dating 那些最新的行话黑话。不管你是 in a relationship, between relationships, 还是母胎单身，听到学到就是赚到。
So now let's get started. So let's start with relationship itself. Nowadays, thanks to all of these dating and hookup apps, it seems that people are more interestedin swiping left and right on their apps, sexting, rather than having a good old-fashioned relationship. Nonetheless, as long as you're dating someone, eventually you will reach a point called DTR. This means define the relationship.
所谓的 DTR 就是在 dating 里要确认关系的这个节点，其实也就是正式给个名分。
But let's face it, many of us are afraid of commitments.That's why instead of DTR, a lot of people would say they're on a thing or they're in a situationship. Not a relationship, a situationship. This is like a relationship, which means you're doing everything couples would without talking about future or commitments.
中文里说的暧昧关系基本理解为我们会做一切恋人会做的事但是不会谈承诺和未来。
这个 situationship 可以说是比 FWB, friends with benefits, 那什么有更进一步的关系。On Facebook, when you define your relationship, you can choose it's complicated, which might mean you're on a thing or in a situationship. When you're finally comfortable defining the relationship, you can go FBO or Facebook official.
官宣恋情。
But before going fully official, some people might choose a soft launch.
在官宣之前会进行恋情软发布。
Instead of just directly saying you're with someone and showing their picture, you might drop hints. For example, a picture of two wine glasses on Valentine's Day to just hint at other people that you're in a relationship. So that's when a relationship goes well. But unfortunately, our love is not always returned. And that brings us to the topic of being the rebound.
不管你承不承认，我们都有意无意的曾经有过备胎，也做过别人的备胎。在英文里，备胎可以被叫做 rebound,
but there are new terms for it. For example, cushioning. You know cushions? Like the soft pillows you put on your couch? You might keep some people around as cushions if you feel like you're going to break up with your current boyfriend or girlfriend. And these cushions, they can be there to cushion the blow and to break your fall in case you break up.Another similar word would be benching, from the word bench players in ball games.
就好像球赛里说的板凳球员
benching 也是指养这种可以替补的备胎。They may not be a first choice, but you keep them on the bench. I know cushioning and benching sound incredibly selfish, but at least there is a possibility for cushions and bench players to actually turn into boyfriends or girlfriends. In contrast,Another word, breadcrumbing, is purely about ego boost.
之前 buzzword 里面说到的养鱼
breadcrumbing. If you get breadcrumbed, they never even considered you as a potential boyfriend or girlfriend. They just throw you some breadcrumbs once in a while to keep you around to make them feel good about themselves. Another pretty awful practice is called catch and release.
中文里说的撩完就跑。
People who would do this,are usually players who simply like the thrill of the chase. They try to get you to like them, get you hooked, and poof, they're gone. They might not even want anything from you. They're just using you to make themselves feel more important or more attractive. When you're not cushioned, benched, or breadcrumbed, when you're actually in a relationship with mutual attraction, there'll still be many problems. I know many people say cheating is the worst thing you can do in a relationship. To me personally, what is far worse than cheating is simply disappearing.
这几年在英文里出现了很多跟玩消失有关的词。
The hottest of them all is ghosting. If someone ghosted you, that means they disappeared on you without any notice. Apart from ghosting, they might also slow fade. This is ghosting in slow motion.
慢动作消失。
It might not happen in a day, but over a period of time, they will start to contact you less and less frequently until they're completely gone. Again, they will not offer any explanation. It's not like a breakup.What's even worse than ghosting and slow fade is zombieing.
你可以理解为失踪人口回归，我把它叫做诈尸还魂。
You see, zombies are these undead creatures that rise from the dead, same as people who zombie. So they will ghost you, then disappear, and months later or even years later, they will suddenly reappear and say hi and send you a smiley face, as if nothing ever happened.And they offer no explanation for why they disappeared, or apologies. Honestly, speaking as someone who has been ghosted and zombied before, I simply think this is one of the lowest moves in dating. Another thing people might do in the age of social media is orbiting, like a satellite that orbits a planet. This means someone is following you on social media platforms. They will like your posts,They will comment on your pictures, but they never really directly message you.
Orbiting 就是指在社交媒体上各种关注你，但从来不主动联系你。
So you're never sure what they really want from you. Talking about online dating, perhaps one of the biggest traps you need to watch out for is catfishing. And we talked about this in Buzzwords as well.
Catfishing 就是网络社交欺诈。
Essentially, catfishers are trying to create fake profiles.They pretend to be someone else in order to get sex, money, or whatever. It's one of the risks you have to deal with in online dating. A much lighter version of catfishing is actually called kitten fishing. Well, kittens are just baby cats. Kitten fishing might not be vicious, but it's just pretending to be a better version of yourself. For example, photoshopping your profile picture to a ridiculous degree.
我们说的照片，照片。
Is a form of kitten fishing. Oh, and one more word when it comes to sharing pictures on social media. Sometimes you might see a man or a woman posting a suggestive picture of themselves late at night with words like feeling so alone, etc., etc. This is called a thirst trap.
比如大半夜的抛一张纯欲风的自拍照，再加上一些含义暧昧的文字，比如今年的冬天冷得特别早。基本可以确定是 thirst trap.
They're posting those selfies in order to attract, well, thirsty people. But don't overthink. Those pictures are not meant for you alone. That's just their way of seeking attention from anyone who would reply. Now, dodging the bullets of online dating, do you know that there are also relationships that are only limited to certain seasons? For example, there's the idea of cuffing,and uncuffing. Essentially, cuffing means when it's getting colder, people who are single want to find someone to snuggle up with, so they will settle for anyone available.
Cuffing season 又叫冬日恋爱季。
When they start dating in the cuffing season, it might not be because they've found one. It could simply be because they don't want to go through the cold winter days alone. And when spring comes, there comes the uncuffing. They will break up with youBecause now it's warm, they can go out and have more fun. Now I'm sure by far you have already been mesmerized by all these new terms in dating. Let me finish up with a few red lights in dating. The alarm calls that you need to watch out for. The first one is left on red.
已读不回。
This is pretty straightforward. Many messaging apps have the function of allowing you to see that if people have read your messages or not.Now, if you see the status is red, but there's no reply, this is called left on red. If it happens once or twice, fine. But if the person you're dating makes a habit of it, the only explanation is that they're not that into you. Maybe it's time to move on. The second red light is called pocketing or stashing. Simply means they're trying to keep you a secret. You've been dating for a while, you have commitments, but they never want to introduce you to their friends or family. They keep you underground, which is usually a signal for trouble. Of course, we want affection in our relationship, but too much affection too fast might not be a good thing. So the next red light is called love bombing. 爱情轰炸。A love bomber moves a relationship forward very quickly. They will declare their love for you within a few weeks or even a few days of dating. You might feel like they're so sweet, so romantic. They will shower you with gifts and attention, but watch out. That usually means they're very controlling and very manipulative. If you really become their boyfriend or girlfriend, chances are things will go sour pretty quickly. The next red light. You've heard of cheating, but have you heard of micro-cheating? 所谓微劈腿。It all depends on how you define cheating. If your partner is having a romantic dinner with another person, but they haven't really done anything, is it cheating? Or they might call it micro-cheating. While there are no absolute rules, when it comes to the definition of micro-cheating, if it makes you uncomfortable, you should definitely address the issue. And the last red light, and a pretty big one, is called roaching, like cockroach. 我会把它翻译成无辜渣。Roaching means they're dating you, but they're hiding the fact that they're also sleeping around or dating other people. But when you confront them, they will try to appear very innocent and say, I didn't know we're going exclusive. I didn't know I'm not supposed to do that. I didn't know we're one-on-one boyfriend or girlfriend. So they put the blame on you. Now, I've heard of open relationships, but roaching just sounds really dishonest and sneaky. And the best way to deal with roaches is smash them, or at least keep away from them. That ends today's dating lingo. I'm sure all of you who are listening to this show have had your share of heartaches in dating in relationships. And that might make us very skeptical or cynical towards dating.
就好像蔡蔡子老师说的那句，都是千年的狐狸，你跟我玩什么聊斋啊？
But the way I see it, real courage is not being overly cynical and not trusting anything because you have failed in love or got your heart broken. Real courage is despite all these failures and heartbreaks, you still have faith in true love and true intimacy. So on that note, we end our special episode, and I wish you all the best in your search for the right one. So what kind of dating terms and lingo you've heard of? Leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.
爱情可能让你失望，但自己付出的努力永远不会让你失望。酒馆的进阶口语课第十七期课程正式开放，超级早鸟价报名。除此之外，近期我们也准备推出高级口语辩论课程 B2 Plus， 专为 B2 以上的口语达人准备。快来酒馆打造更优秀的自己吧！咨询课程请联系小助手，微信号是 luluxjg， lulu 就是露露， xjg 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。我们在酒馆等你。